Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me.
Perfect something, or even if we don't get it right, come, and it takes time after time. Our Father understands, and that's because He loves us unconditionally. He wants greatness for us. He's not a God of failure, so failure is not an option for us either. We must, we shall, we will continue to strive to make different differences in our life. We will have great expectations for our life. We will decree and declare greatness over our life and not failure. We will use our tongues to speak positivity and not negativity. Again, we say good morning to you all. We thank you once again for choosing God to be your first priority this morning by meeting us at our executive table, where we break the bread of life and we drink the living water. We thank you, but God thanks you so much. And as I always say, He is definitely smiling on you and I. And again, we just thank you all over this entire world, everybody that's listening to us. And we thank God that He has just extended, He has a platform in the international waters. We thank God that He's all over these United States of America. We just thank Him that He's in our house this morning. He lives within us. He resides in us, and we have so much to be thankful on this faithful Friday. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. Bring us in prayer.
Good morning, Evangelist. Good morning, Evangelist, once again, and thank you, saints, for tuning in with us again at our executive meeting, which is like the Lord of faith at our executive meeting. Once again, Jesus Christ, we thank you for coming in and sitting down with us, oh God. It is truly a blessing, oh God, to have you come in with us, God, and sit with us, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you. Dear Lord, today, God, as we walk forward today, giving you, God, our all, oh God. We thank you, God, for pouring into us, oh God, like you never have before, oh God. We thank you, God, today, oh God, that you've given us the power, God, to open our eyes, God, to breathe in a little breath, God, to God, for you to breathe on us again, oh God, to get it again, to do it right, oh God, to do it, to try again, God, and do it right, oh God. We ask you, Lord. We ask you, God, for this, oh God. We ask you, God, for grace, God. We ask you for mercy, oh God. We know that you pour things on us, God, that we never know that we can even fathom to even hold in our grasp, oh God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you do in our life, oh God. We thank you for the faithfulness, oh God, that you have, oh God, that the faithfulness, oh God, that you have to not to turn your back on us, God, even in our weary days, God. Even when we are living in sin, oh God, you still, God, put grace over our life, oh God. We thank you, God, for holding us, God. You're holding us together, oh God, and keeping us in one peace, God, when times when we felt like we was finna go and fall, and we falling apart, oh God. We thank you, God, for lifting us up this day, oh God, like no other day before, oh God. We will walk into your, we will walk into the blessings of your love, of your righteousness, oh God. We should know that we are heirs, oh God. We should know that we are heirs, oh God, of your kingdoms, of your righteousness, God. We should hold to you, oh God. May God be this be a blessing day, oh God, for you, oh God. We know that you are the Lord. You are Jesus Christ and Savior, God. We turn to the, we turn all our all over to you, oh God. We give it all to you, oh God. We do not walk in our own, God. We shall walk in to know of you, oh God. Please, God, instill the knowledge and wisdom and guidance in us, oh God, to do your work, God. And we ask you for this power this day forward. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we say hallelujah. We want to give God the highest praise at all times. So I'm in agreement with you with that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We just thank you, Lord, for who you are, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, just for your being so magnificent, Father God, so faithful, Lord Jesus, so loving kindness. We thank you for all, everything. It's everything. On today, I want to speak about the importance of being faithful, the importance of faithfulness. We you know, as Minister Chiquita was praying, she was thanking God for His faithfulness. It's just so ironic that the song that came on this morning was just talking about, too, if you really sat and listened to it, how if you hear my voice, hearing His voice, hearing God's voice comes from faithfulness, coming from you being faithful into the different things that you need to do, that you're keeping your relationship with Him, keeping your promises, whether it's on your job, wherever it is. It is just so important to do so. In Psalms 12:1, we read that David asked the Lord for help because people were not being godly or faithful anymore. Being faithful is just as important as it was when David was asking God or saying to God that the people, let me read that scripture so you all will understand what David was saying. And I'm reading out of the NL, the New Living Translation. He says, "Help, O Lord, for the godly are fast disappearing. The faithful has vanished from the earth. Two, neighbors lie to each other, speaking with flattering lips and deceitful hearts." So David was asking in Psalms 12:1, David was asking God for help because people were not being godly and faithful anymore. And that had to be something. That's just something for his prayer. That just goes to show where he was at with God. He knows that God is a God of love. He knows that we are to help our neighbors. He knows that we are to be dedicated, committed to any and everything that we do. And that's why I said, as he prayed it back then, we still need to continuously say that prayer, ask God that that too. It's really hard. It is really hard for us to really find faithful people now, people who is going to stick with you when they find out that you're not perfect. Let's park right there for a minute. There is no perfect being on this earth, not one. So therefore, we all fall short. We all have some issues that we are working on. I want to make sure that the words that's coming out of my mouth stay in a positive sense during this part right here. We have things that we need to work on. We have things that we're striving to work on. We're continuously striving, continuously we're moving. We recognize it. And people will see you and they will they will get this notion that you're supposed to be this perfect person, that you have it all going on, that you don't have any issues, that you know that some days you don't feel like you may have this little notion that you're not worthy, or you may have this little situation that, oh, just my mindset is just here today or whatever. But you don't have people that you can go to and you can talk to and they will understand it because they feel like that you're just this perfect person. But again, I sit and say that there is no perfect person. But one thing that we can do, even in our imperfectness, because God has given us the ability, he has poured into us, he has given us the ability to love. And the reason I say God has given us that, because God withholds nothing from us. He withholds nothing. God withholds none of his fruit of the Spirit for us. He gives us those spirits. It's up to you to receive them. It's up to you to walk in them. It's up to you to bask in them. It's up to you to change the old and go into the new about that. We are as people, no matter what we're going through, you need to get a circle of people. Because I had a circle of people that I thought was okay with me. I thought loved me unconditionally. I thought whatever, but that's not where I was supposed to be. What God was letting me know when I was going through different things and different lies may have been told and different things that I may have done myself that was not of God, that might have got distorted or might have whatever. But the fact of it is I was in a place where I was not supposed to be. And we need to get ourselves in a circle, or you need to build a circle. And your circle may be one or two people, because once you're there and you reach your hand, your right hand out and your left hand out, and it takes their left and their right, it could just be two people. It forms a circle. Two people can also form a circle. I'm not sitting and saying that you need to get a whole bunch of people. What I'm telling you is that you need to get someone that sticks closer to you, just as a brother do. In Proverbs 17:17, it says, a friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in a time of need. So basically what I'm saying is that in your time of need, in your time of discomfort, in your time where you feel you need healing, in your time that you might need financial assistance, in your time that you just may need words of encouragement, you need to have people in your circle, persons in your circle that's going to be that person for you, to be faithful to the cause, not be because you may have been on high and had all of this money and God stripped you from that, so they turn their back on you. Because you may have just said one word out of place, and they come back and they want to sit and say, oh, well, you distorted the truth. Or because simply, maybe just as simply, because you tell the truth and choose not to lie or to tell a person you're doing well, they're doing well when they're waddling in sin. And then they get upset with you, and they leave, or they don't want to be bothered with you anymore, or they start putting their mouth on you because you're telling the truth or because you're saying this. And see, this is how our society is today. Our society is that people no longer, when I call you my friend, as soon as a situation takes place, when you once say that you was loyal to me, when you once say that you were dedicated to me, when you once said that you were committed to whatever the cause was at that time, or when you once called me a friend, as soon as a situation or a disagreement, a hardship, whatever it may be, it turns, a flip side comes to it, then we're no longer there for one another. But I thank God for him. I thank God no matter what or how, even when we sidetrack, even when we backslide, we have a God that will, when we make a conscious decision, when we call out for help as David did, that he will be there to have us come back into his loving arms. It happened with the prodigal son. The prodigal son went out, did whatever he needed to do. When he decided, when he was at his lowest, when he ate with the pigs. That's how low he was. His father did not turn his back on him. He stayed faithful. He stayed loyal. He stayed dedicated, committed to his son. He actually threw a big feast for his son. And that parable is to show us, well, in our imperfection, in our times of trouble, in our times when we sit and we put God to the back burner and we continue to do the things that we choose to do, and we no longer pray, we no longer fast, we no longer meditate on the word of God, that we remain faithful and loyal to him no matter what the circumstances or the situation is. Look at Joseph. Joseph had his brothers was jealous of him. He was a boaster. He boasted. His brothers was jealous of him, sold him, put it, first of all, thought about killing him, sold him, put their mouths on him, all types of stuff, all types of lies. But through Joseph, all of his hard times, no matter what he had to go through, he stayed faithful to God. No matter when the door is shut in his face, he stayed faithful to God. Even when his brothers, when they finally came back to the end of the story, he said, Joseph, I love Joseph, because Joseph stayed faithful to the end, all the way to the end. Every situation that he went through, he stayed faithful to the end. When the situation that Potiphar and his wife, Joseph could have went and told them exactly what took place, but his faithfulness and knowing that God was faithful to him and that he was loyal to God, he was dedicated to anything. His mindset was, okay, God, I'm going through this, but I'm gonna remain faithful to you. And this is what we as people need to learn to do. We need to learn to be, just as you in your mind say that you're faithful to God, you need to be faithful to your sisters and your brothers. In a time, even if it's just picking up a phone, just sit and say, are you okay? Even if you have been through something, if that person calls you back to have a conversation with you, you can listen to what they say. You can hear what they say. You may not even be in agreement with what they're saying, but you're not harboring any type of feelings. If they are hungry, as I always say, you're going to continue to feed them. But the question is, can you be faithful? Can you be loyal? Or will you, because of that circumstances, start talking or saying all type of ugly, nasty things about them? Or will you say, you know what, Lord, they're having their moment, but I'm going to continue to do what I do, and I'm going to continue to pray for them. I'm going to continue to fast for them because I see that they need deliverance. I'm not going to turn my back on them. You see, in the second verse, it says, neighbors lie to each other, speaking with flattering lips and deceitful hearts. See, David continues to say in the other thing in Psalms 2 that people were speaking reckless. That's what we say. That's what we call it today. Untrue words, being deceitful amongst each other. Double-hearted. Let's talk about that. Today we okay, again. A situation turn. I love you. I love you unconditionally. You are my best friend. You are my everything. I just thank you for all that you do for me. I thank you for the time that for the help that you render to me in a time of trouble. I thank you for just because the birthday gift, whatever it is that you're giving to me. I just thank you for that. But then when I get into a situation that we choose not to, the things that we may do, the things that we may be in a place that we are hindering someone, we're continuing giving to them, we're continuing doing different things, we're continuing to say different things, and the things that we're saying is not helping the person, but then the light bulb comes on, and I'm talking to myself. The light bulb comes on, and you sit and say, you know what? I'm telling this person the things that I'm telling them, the encouraging words that I'm telling them, they're not true. So I'm hindering this person, and I ask God to create in me a clean heart. And creating me in a clean heart is asking God to let me speak the truth, let me be genuine, let me be pure, but most of all, let the words that come out of my mouth be acceptable to you. I cannot sit and twist and turn my words because I want my friends to feel a certain type of way. I have to come from a pure and genuine heart and tell them the truth. So I cannot today, because your situation, because you may be feeling a certain type of way, sit and tell you, girl, it's going to be okay. Man, it's going to be okay. But you know that the things that you're doing or the mess that you have put yourself in is not the truth. We have to come. We cannot have two hearts. Just like we cannot. We have God. God created us to have one heart. That one heart has to be pure. That one heart has to be genuine. That one heart has to be when your neighbor has stabbed you, talked about you, been reckless, this, that, and the never, that you're still going to love that person. You're still going to love them with the love of Christ. Because one thing about Christ, his love never fails. His love is not going to cease. If Christ's love ceased, then we wouldn't have never been here. A sinner like me that's been in a place where I could be reformed, transformed. My mind is no longer conformed to the things that I used to do in this world. I'm not doing all of the things that I used to do, and I'm striving in the different things that God, the Holy Spirit, brings out to me on a day-to-day basis to not do. But if Jesus did not love us, God wouldn't have designed the plan for him to go on the cross to die for us. He wouldn't have. We have one heart. And that heart has to speak the same thing all the time. It does not matter what other people think. It does not matter what other people do. Your faithfulness, your loyalty, your dedication, your commitment is to God. It's not, it is to man, but you have to be faithful, loyal, dedicated, first of all, to God and then yourself. And if you're double-minded, if you're double-hearted, every time a situation takes place, every time somebody tells you the truth, every time somebody puts you into a place where they are identifying some problems where they can help you, and you not take it in the wrong way. You take it, you look at it, and you sit and say that this person is telling me some true things, even though I don't want to hear it. They're telling me some things that's going to help me in my time of trouble. They're telling me, giving me just like, and I know y'all probably really get tired, those that's everywhere hearing me saying the sayings of my apostle. See, I'm that person when God uses people to teach me, I like to you know, go back. I used to use Martin Luther King, whoever. But when a person, just like when the pandemic, before the pandemic came, when the prophetic came out. But the apostle always tells everybody, keep your vitamins together. Take your vitamins. Keep your mask on. Use your sanitizer. Do these different things. See, that's love. Even to the people that may choose or may have issues or may have something that they are not in agreement with, those words are still coming out. Those words are still, he's still showing that I'm faithful to the cause no matter what the situation. I'm not worried about all these different things that's going on because I am a man of God. I'm worried right now about your health. I'm worried right now, and I'm not even worried. I'm just giving you words of wisdom about the different things that's going on now. I'm not concerned about all of the naysayers. I'm not concerned about all of the backbiting. I'm not concerned about that because, see, one thing I do know is if I don't have a friend in man, I got a friend in Jesus. And Jesus is not going to fail me. He's going to remain loyal to me. He's not going to talk reckless about me when I tell him when the truth is there. He knows that I'm not going to turn my back. You know, it's a saying, and God had to really, he told me, you know, we sit with my sons. You know, I tell my sons all the time, I used to tell them, I love you to death. I had to change those words because for two reasons. One reason is I'm telling you I love you to death, and I'm not saying death to us part. I'm saying I love you to death, but at the same token, I could sit there and watch their wrongness and not correct them or not say anything because I would be worried how they would take it. On today, because I know that God requires us to live in holiness, those words don't come out of my mouth. Those words come out, what I say is I love you to life. I love you to life because I'm able to correct you in your time of wrongness and know that you know that it's coming from a true, pure, genuine heart. I'm able to correct you when I see that you're doing wrong because you realize that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I'm here to shed the same love that he has shared to us every single day. And this is where we need to be with our neighbors. This is where we need to be with whatever it is that you have going on. We need to be in a place where we continue to be godly. We continue to show God that we can love even when others don't love us. We can forgive when others don't even forgive us. We can show compassion when they don't care anything about us. We don't have to sit and talk negativity. We don't have to do those type of things. We don't have to say terrible words about somebody because they're not in agreement with me. We don't have to talk terrible words about somebody because they're doing what God has told them to do. We can be in a place where we stay pure, we stay genuine, we stay faithful, we stay loyal, we stay committed to the cause because that's who God is looking for. He's looking for a people that's going to be everything that I just said. He's not looking for a person that's going to throw in the towel because things didn't go their way. He's not looking for a person that because you asked me for a prayer and I didn't give you that prayer, so now I'm no longer praying to you. He's not looking for those type of people. He's looking for those type of people no matter what your circumstances, what your situation is, what your test is. You're going to endure to the end. You're going to continue to be faithful, even if that's feeding your enemy. Even if you see your enemy on the side of the road, wrecked down in pain or whatever, the God in you will allow you to stop to make sure that that's okay. And then you're going to seek God to ask him, what is the next thing that I need to do in this situation? The point that I'm trying to make is that we all have some situations, we've all been through some different things, but we don't turn our back on one another. And if you find that the circle that you're in today are not those type of people, then it's time for you to disengage that group. To take yourself away from the situation. Because we know that we are to be connected to a vine that's going to flourish, a vine that's full of love, a vine that's full of peace, a vine that's full of joy, a vine that's going to take us to a place of prosperity, mentally prosperity, spiritual prosperity, financial prosperity, not a place that's going to wither and die. But even if it's a wither or die situation, the question is that are you still going to be faithful and allow to go in repotting to take place and to bring that situation back to life? Or are you going to have an unforgiving heart and just walk away? That's not what David is saying. David is asking God for help. In these type of situations, he's asking God to bring a people back that could be genuine, that could be faithful, that could turn the other cheek, as Jesus did. Even if you've done something, he's not sitting, and I'm not sitting and telling you to waddle and mess. I'm not even telling you for the person to be your best friend. What I'm telling you, and what I'm trying to help you is to let you know that God is a forgiving God, so you should be a forgiving person. God is faithful, so you should be faithful. God is loyal, so you should be loyal. God speaks, when God spoke his spoken words brought beauty. It spoke life into an atmosphere. That's what we should be doing. Our words should be speaking life and not death. That's what this scripture is saying to me. This is what David was crying out to. This is what he was saying that we needed to do is to get back into a place. God help us to get back into a place where we're godly. To get back into a place, Father God, where we realize that this is what you're asking for. The requirements are right there. You know, and I know, because if you just pay attention to your life. If you pay attention to your life, God is everything that I just said. And he is the only one that has gotten you from here to there. When you sit and you break the connection, then that's when he's moving on and you're still staying there. When you sit and you waddling and you are crying and you're in a place where you just feel like everybody's all against you and this is what's taking place. God see what you going on, got going on. But God is telling you to rise. I'm the person that put that person in your life to bring you correction. I am the person that put that person in your life to help you get from point A to point B because you're reckless. Because the things that you say are not acceptable to me. The things that you do does not join up with what I have taught you, what you have seen. I require holiness. And the things that you're doing, I'm not pleased with it. So guess what? I'm sending a voice. I'm sending a situation to help you get out of that situation and get into the place where I want you to be. Get into a place where you recognize that a situation is going on, but I don't need you to worry about yourself. I don't need you to worry about the past. I don't need you to worry about yesterday, but I need you to worry about the situation that's going on today. I need you to be in a place where you fix your mouth to speak praises, to speak praises and blessings and words of encouragement instead of speaking reckless because you have a problem with the truth. That's just the bottom line, saints. People have a problem with the truth, and when they have a problem with the truth, they separate themselves, they isolate themselves, they feel like the world is totally against, and then they go into this little pity bench, and the pity bench start bringing other people down, the very same people that may have helped you, the very same person that may have helped you. And that's not where God is looking for faithfulness. God is looking for people no matter what. I love you. I'm going to still pray for you. I see you. Bye. If you got a need, I'm not talking about a want. If you hungry, I'm going to feed you. If you clothe this, I'm going to prepare to make sure that you need some clothes, that you get some clothes. But I'm not going to what I cannot help you with. Is for you to stay into a place where you're doing the things that you're doing and not be able to receive the godly counsel that I'm giving out to you. And that's what God does. He brings people into our lives to continue to give us. That's where those faithful people come in. They're faithful to their cause. They're faithful to knowing that this is what God is saying to do. They're faithful to hearing the instructions that God has given them. They're loyal. They're dedicated no matter how the person that's on the other end, if you have to give them words of wisdom, may take it, you're still going to do it because this is what God wants at this point in time. He's looking for some faithful people. Minister Chiquita, come on in, baby.
That you want to stay on the righteous path. The faithfulness of God leaves you no sorrow. It adds no sorrow. It's a blessed place that you really, 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 really want to stay in. It's a blessed place that I too had to learn to stay in and be faithful to God. It's been times in my life where I would pray and I would go back on my prayer and I give an example. I'd be like, God, please, God, take this pain away, God, take this pain away. But then I wake up and claim the pain. That's not faithfulness of God. That's having that double mind, as my sister Evangelist was speaking about. You cannot walk that way. You have to stay on a one mind path, and positivity connects close to faithfulness. Because in order for you to stay into faithfulness, you have to have a positive mindset, a positive outlook, and a positive outreach, and an open mind for the things to come from God. God only wants the best from you. And to hold close to Him and to hold the faithfulness that's true to Him is a blessing in itself. It's something that I truly believe that we at times we don't deserve, but God give it to us anyway because He know we are who we are inside. He He knows what we can become inside. He knows the potential that we have in us if we just walk with him, talk with him, listen to his instructions and his guidance. That's true faithfulness, walking into the fruitfulness of God. It all goes back to the fruits of the Spirit. Wants you to walk in all truthness. And as our apostles say all the time, kingdom thinking, kingdom living, and kingdom prosperity is in God. It's walking the true life, a true walk of God. It's not as hard as some people may think it seems. At times you do have trials and you do get tested, but it's not as hard as people think. You have to put aside you and let you go and let God take over you. You cannot do the things that used to make you comfortable anymore. Those things are making you comfortable so you can stay in stuck where you at. With growth is pain. With rising to the altitude, you have to change your level of oxygen that you get. You have to walk with God in order for you to go up those levels, for you to stay into those blessed faith places, for you to be in faithfulness. You have to walk in faithfulness. It's not about nobody else's walk. It's about you. You can't worry about what nobody else is saying. You can't worry about if someone is not going to pray for you. You got to pray for yourself. You cannot worry about if this person is going to say this and is this person going to make this happen for you. You got to get up and make some steps for yourself. Those are the faithfulness of God. Walking into action, faithfulness. Praying for the things that you want to come, that's faithfulness. Walking into your gracefulness, waking up every day with a positive outlook. Some of you may not be working, but you can wake up every morning and bless God and get up and clean your house up. That's faithfulness. You can get up every morning, go outside. You don't have a job right now. You can go outside and commune the faithfulness of God. That's faithfulness. You can go outside and you can go out and get you some resumes, get somebody to get you a resume and go out there and get you a job. That's the faithfulness of God. And he will open those doors for you because that's his true faithfulness to you. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. And before we go, one person I do want to identify that was faithful, and that was Moses. Everybody know the story of Moses. I mean, one thing about Moses is that the scripture says that the Bible says Moses was faithful in all of the house of God. And that's Numbers 12:7. It says that Moses was faithful in all of the house of God. And what that means is that he was faithful enough to do exactly the duties that God had given him. He did them day after day, month after month, year after year, even when he did not feel like it. And see, what a lot of people do not understand is that's what pastors, people sit and they take those positions for granted. They feel like the pastors and the apostles and the bishops, they really don't do different things, but in all reality, they do. They have to be faithful to God. If God would not use them, if they were not faithful, they would have to continuously, just like Moses do their job day in, day out, day after day, night after night, month after month, year after year. Let me tell you this, with Moses was so faithful. I don't know if you all remember the story, but his brother and his sister Aaron and Miriam, when David talked about reckless speaking, reckless saying all type of different things, Moses was so faithful to them. Even when they talked reckless, they talked about him. They said different things about him. His love did not stop with them. When the plague came up against Miriam, Moses prayed and asked God to remove it. That's how faithful he was to the cause. And that's what God. God has people that he has chosen. Hear what I'm saying, people. He has people that he has handpicked. Has anybody ever seen someone women or anybody, thank you, Holy Spirit, that take their time to knit, to weave something, to put it together. It's so time-consuming, but it's so elegant. It's so graceful. It just flows once you get the hand, learn how to sew, to knit or to crochet. It's so graceful how it goes. And see, this is how God has picked his faithful people. He's handpicked them. He's handpicked them and put them in a place to sit in, for them to understand. I don't care what you got going on. I don't care what you have going, what's going on. I don't care what the people are saying. I don't care how they're acting. I've chosen you. I've given you that voice. I've given you that authority to make it right. Even if they come up against you, even if they got so much to say, I still have chosen you, as God chose Moses. We know that God chose Moses. Moses was a murderer, but God chose him. God used him. He continued to use him over and over, day in and day out, and it was not easy. It wasn't easy. We see it in 32:1, where Moses went up there on the mountain and was gone, and the people got upset and the sheep took over the congregation and started doing different things. But God came and put it back. He put it back. He allowed Moses to bring it back in the rightful position. That's faithfulness. Moses could have threw them commandments down and said, you know what, I'm joining the people. I'm going to be just like the people, because we are out here in the wilderness. Things aren't going the way that they're supposed to go. I am hungry. I am thirsty. I used to sit and just eat plentiful, even though I was being mentally abused, even though I was being physically abused, even though my workload, I had an overload of work. But God came in. God chose a faithful servant to go with them, to continue to be with them. And these are the shepherds that God are using right now in this time, in this day, and in this time. We need to always continue to be faithful. We need to be faithful. 2 Timothy 2:13, basically what it's saying is that God remains faithful even when we are faithless. That's what 2 Timothy 2:13 is. Even when we are faithless, God is still faithful. Even when you don't believe that you have put in for a job and you prayed and you fasted about it, but one little thing come up or the person call you just to ask one question because they just want to know. Your positivity turn into a negativity, and you start going and speaking, oh, I'm not going to get this job. But they might just be asking because they want to seal the employment. Or you may have gone and go and put out a loan, ask for a loan, and they need one more question in order to close the loan so you can get the loan. And you just sit and get into a place instead of being in that positive place. You go into a place where you've lost all your faith and you've just blown all your blessings because you've sat and detached yourself from what God has already put forth. You went into a restless talking. All of that positivity that you had spoken when you went and you start filling out the applications or start doing whatever you were doing, one little situation turned. And your faith just went out the door. Your faith went out the door. You have to continue to be faithful, being nice to different people. When people do different things to you, this is a place where I'm at now, and I'll share it. When people who have hurt me, people who have done different things, even people I may have done things to, because I don't want to be in a place into a bad place, into a negative place that I was at the majority of my grown life, where I had could have made conscious decisions and made the wrong decisions, I'll offer you an apology and keep going. I will offer you an apology to keep going, because one thing that I realized, every time I ask God and my motives are pure and I'm not being double-minded, I'm not having a double heart, but I'm being pure and I'm being genuine when I'm having my conversations with God, and I identify the different things that I'm doing wrong and I ask him, Father, forgive me for this, that, or whatever, he does. Nobody can tell me differently. He forgives me because my motives are pure. My heart is pure. I'm remaining faithful to the course no matter what it is. I have some real difficult times, days sometimes, and I have to sit back and just get quiet or turn my head. Y'all ever notice how when you're talking to a dog and they might not understand, but they're trying to understand, and they turn their head to a place where they just like, whoop, like, okay, I'm trying to get this. That's where I have to be. But I don't give up. I don't give up. I keep moving. I keep saying, okay, God, this is a test. I'm going to pass this test, because I didn't pass them for so many years. I kept walking around the wilderness, and this is what people don't understand. God allows us to be sifted. We see, we see that these are the things that we do. We see, but we get into a place where we, instead of being into a place where you know that this is where God has placed you, you know that what the other person that you're talking to or the person that God has chosen or for you to be up under at this time I'm talking about the church, may give you the words of wisdom to help you. You get mad and you start church hopping. But guess what? That text does not go away. That same test that God is needing you to pass, that same test still follows you. And that's in anything. If you got problems and you're on your place of employment and you can't pass the test, that test going to follow you. In your relationship, if you're married, if you're in an engagement, whatever it is, that test is going to follow you. It's not going to move out of the way because you move the people out of the way. It's not going to move out of the way because you move the place out of the way. It's not going to move out of the way because you move the thing out of the way, because you never came into a place where you received what God wanted you to do. And I sit and say to you on today, continue to be faithful to whatever your cause is. You may be having hard times. You may be having a difficult day. You may be having a difficult month. Things may just be hard for you in general. Don't throw in the towel. Continue to be faithful as God is faithful to you. Even if you're not seeing his hand move in your situation right now, if you know that you were not double-minded, you went to him in a pure heart, you know a relationship with him, you know because he's done so many other things for you. Just because you may not be getting what you want at this point in time, God is so faithful to us, it may not be what he feels that you need. But that doesn't mean that you need to throw in the towel. That means that you need to continue to pray. You need to ask him, okay, Father, I'm leaning on my own understanding. I'm asking you this. Is it anything that I need to do to rectify this situation, to be in alignment with you, to be in a place, Lord Jesus, where I can get the things that you have promised me? Can I be? Or do I just throw in the towel? No, you continue the good fight. You continue to persevere. You continue to move on. You continue to endure. But you do all of this with an open mind, with an open heart, in a place where you're able to receive the godly wisdom that God is giving you. Be shown the different things that he can show you. It's not always about talking. It's sometimes about action. Stop putting yourself in a place where you just flat out being disobedient because you might not like the person or that person's personality does not match. Remember, God spoke through a donkey to give a warning. This is where we, you and I, need to be in a place of openness, open-mindedness. But know that we must do everything in holiness. Know that we need to live a godly life, knowing that we need to change some of our character traits from being unforgiving into forgiveness, hateful into love. We need to have a new mindset. We need to make sure that our heart is not double-minded. The heart speaks to the mind. So we have to make sure that that heart is pure. And it's only operating from that one muscle, that one vessel that God, I don't know how many vessels is in the heart, but I know it's a muscle. And it's pure. And it's in a place of receiving. It's in a place that I can take whatever God has for me because God is not trying to hinder me. He's not trying to keep his foot on my neck, but God is trying to build me. He's trying to raise me. He's trying to put me in a place where I can walk in the authority and the power that he has given me. He's put me in a place where I can speak blessings into my life. He's put me in a place where I can speak to my dry bones and say live. And he's put me in a place where I can be prosperous, where I can sit and there's a mountain in front of me and I can tell that mountain to get up out of my face, get out my way, because it's some things God got for me and I'm going to get there no matter what, and I'm going to build a circle that's going to help me get there. And when they tell me the right things, I'm not going to get mad, and I'm not going to sit and talk about it. I'm not going to pick up the phone and call them to ask for godly counsel. I'm going to stay in a place. One thing about it, and I'm going to let you go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mary, when Mary was sitting at God's feet and her sister was so busy doing everything else, Mary was in a place where she knew that the words that were coming out of Jesus' mouth were going to be words that were going to help her. There were going to be words that were going to encourage her. There were words that was going to take her from point A to point B. There were words that Jesus spoke, a pure heart, a pure man, a perfect man. The Bible does not speak of him sinning. The Bible does not speak of him speaking reckless. The Bible speaks of him speaking truthfulness to people that were some received and some didn't. I sit and say she was faithful to the call. David was faithful. Joseph was faithful. Paul was faithful. Esther was faithful. In every book of the Bible, you're going to find somebody that was faithful. And that's what God is looking for now. As he did before, he's looking for faithfulness. So I charge each and every one of you on today to go back, re-examine yourself. Re-examine yourself. Look at self first. I do some identifiers. And then go back and look at the circle, the group, whomever it may be. Like I said, it could be one that makes that circle. Two hands, four hands put together can make a circle, and ask, is that person for me? And you know if the person is for you, because the person is not going to be double-minded. The person is going to tell you the truth. The person is going to encourage you, and the person is going to lead you on the path of righteousness as you two walk together, or whomever, however many, together in the hands of the Lord. So we leave you again today with much peace, much love, much happiness. We pray that God has helped you on today. We pray that you have a joyous weekend. Do not let anything or anybody disturb your peace. Keep God first. Ask him to help you, to lead you, and to guide you. But most of all, remember, obedience. Let that word resonate in your spirit. Obedience, obedience, obedience. Obedience gets you a multitude of blessings. We love you. Have a great weekend. God bless.